While I was a student at the University of Alabama, I had the opportunity to intern with the Dean of Students, Dr. Joab Thomas. A few years later, Dr. Thomas became president of the university, and I later was elected legislature. Dr. Thomas invited my wife and me to sit with him in Alabama game. We had two daughters, which both seemed quite precocious to us. Dr. Thomas and I were discussing our children, and the topic of their early education came up. I lament my daughters might not be able to compete on an even footing academically in college because they'd be raised in a small town without the advantages of competition that a larger city school might offer. Dr. Thomas, who himself was from the small town of Russellville, was a Harvard-educated botanist and done quite well academically. However, he shed an interesting light on the difference in growing up in a small town as opposed to a large one. He says, Steve, a person from a small place who has leadership talents can develop them better than someone from a large place. It's much easier in a small town to be class president, captain of the football team, homecoming queen, otherwise the big fish. It allows someone to develop confidence and leadership abilities that may far exceed the slight disadvantage of their academic development. That small-town person grows up expecting to be the leader. They expect to be governor or president. In fact, Dr. Thomas suggests I do some research on the success of small-town folks. Since I knew politics, I looked into the Alabama political arena and found, much to my amazement, that Dr. Thomas was right. Small-town boys dominated Alabama politics and the governor's office. Let me share with you. Our current governor, Robert Bentley, was born and raised in Columbiana in Shelby County. Looking back over the past 66 years really tells a story. Big Jim Folsom grew up in Elba and lived his adult life in Coleman. George Wallace was from the small hamlet of Clough in Barber County. His wife, Lurleen, was from the small town Northport in Tuscaloosa before it grew big. Albert Brewer is from the mid-sized city of Decatur, still no metropolis. John Patterson's home was Phoenix City, but he's born in the Tallapoosa County's crossroads. Fob James was from the small East Alabama town of Lynette. Guy Hunt was from the village of Holly Pond in Coleman County. Jim Folsom Jr. is from the city of Coleman like his father. And Bob Riley hails from the small Clay County town of Ashland. The only city governor of Alabama in the last 66 years was Don Siegelman, who is from Mobile. Therefore, during the last 66 years, that is 9-1 small-town governors over big city governors. But if you count Wallace's 4 terms and Big Jim's 2 and Fob James' 2, that'd make it 14-1, folks. This small-town dominance doesn't end with Alabama governors. A cursory look at the presidents over the past 60 years reveals that our U.S. presidents were small-town boys. Get this. Harry Truman was from Independence, Missouri. Dwight Eisenhower was from a small town in Kansas. Lyndon Johnson was from a small town in East Texas. Richard Nixon was from a small town in California. Jimmy Carter's from the small hamlet of Plains, Georgia. Ronald Reagan was from a small town in Illinois. George Bush Sr. is from a small place in Connecticut. And his son, George W. Bush, calls Crawford, Texas, home. Get this, Bill Clinton is from the small town of Hope, Arkansas. John Kennedy was from a big city, Boston. And Barack Obama was born in Honolulu, Hawaii. That's 9 small town presidents and 2 from cities. But, like the governors, if you include in the count those who were elected 2 times, it is 14-2. Thank y'all for listening.